Okay, the Amaron Intelligence brief is now received via email to those recipients that choose to join the email list. I will get that list out, that email out shortly. I haven't been able to do so this week. Been pretty busy, folks. Had a death in my family. So anyway, if you want that intelligence brief, you can sign up online. In addition to the Amaron Channel Free Project, there will be upcoming training on how to receive and give emergency news and help using your own equipment and free software if you are interested. I'll speak more about this shortly. A reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org will designate a net control on this repeater. For Amaron questions that are not answered on the website and to sign up for the Amaron Intelligence email list, you may email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is S-O, like Southern Oregon, gmrsnet@gmail.com. If you need that again, I'll give it at the end of this transmission. This is week 201 of the Amaron Net. That's 201. Amaron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disasters and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell Amaron phonetically, Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communication you have. You should also cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. That's GMRS, FRS Channel 3, MERS 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex 146420 if you have your ham license. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. You may visit www.amaron.com to get the latest Amaron signals operating instructions, join as a core member, and see the latest Amaron information and more. Also, be sure to visit our local Amaron webpage at soamaron.com for a ton of information, as well as the early check-in form. It says Sunday check-ins, and please keep in mind we are in the process of making the necessary changes on that webpage to accommodate this net and the Monday night net for Jackson County. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of this transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater system. I meant to say at the end of your transmission and every 15 minutes. The current Amaron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Rascal, Mike, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley, Amaron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Monday nights with the IVAR check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. Jackson County is also on Mondays with their net. If anyone is interested in being an Amaron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. The dad jokes of the week are, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands? because they're extinct. And I gave my handyman a to-do list, but he only did jobs 1, 3, and 5. Turns out, he only does odd jobs.